According to a study in the New England Journal of Medicine, a county the size of Humboldt should have at least 13 OBGYNs, but it has only 5, and 4 of them are age 65 or older. Only 2 of them work full-time.
I will be 65 this year, and I had a heart attack 3 years ago.
Dr. Deepak Stokes is one of those full-time obstetricians. He does gynecologic surgery 2 days a week, and along with 4 midwives on his staff, delivers about 40 babies a month.
What would happen if I have a heart attack again tomorrow? Then all of a sudden is a major crisis, and you just can't fill it in overnight.
Dr. Stokes and 69-year-old Dr. Jack Anderson have either delivered or been on call backup for well over half the recent deliveries in the county. Over the past decade, the number of physicians delivering babies in Humboldt County has dropped by half. Even though both doctors have 3 or 4 midwives working with them, state law still requires that they be close by and reachable for all these deliveries in case of complications. So these 2 men have been on call 24/7 for most days of their 30-plus year careers. What happens when they stop? And how did we get into this bind?
There's no slack in the system. Everybody's working as hard as they possibly can.
Dr. Chris Cody is a pediatrician who's been working with the local obstetricians on a daily basis for 33 years.
Because we need a couple more bodies. Because if one of the large producers should go down, then you will be in a crisis. And then you will be maybe having problems with patients not being able to find care.
The answer seems straightforward. Just recruit more OBGYNs. But there are both national and local obstacles to consider. Nationally, the number of OBGYN training programs and the number of medical students entering them has been dropping. At the same time, malpractice liability premiums paid by obstetricians have soared to levels about a third of their total income. OBs are one of the most sued types of doctors. They have some of the longest and most unpredictable hours of any physicians. It's no wonder there has been no net increase in obstetricians for over 30 years. Then, there's Humboldt County.
Recruiting into Humboldt County is difficult.
Leslie Brumall is Director of Marketing and Communications at St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka.
Predominantly, the difficulty lies in our payer mix. We have a lot of Medicare and Medi-Cal, and those reimbursement rates are going down and down.
With 1 out of 4 people in the county on Medi-Cal and a very large uninsured population, it's no wonder that area doctors and hospitals are struggling to get paid. This may be a strong deterrent to young doctors who need to pay back an average of $150,000 to $200,000 in medical school loans. Many of them, understandably, are seeking a lifestyle in which they only have to be on call a few times a month. Finally, studies show that a patient mix like Humboldt County's is more likely to be older, impoverished, chemically addicted, unemployed, and suffer from undertreated and severe chronic illness. So it's easy to understand how even bucolic Humboldt could lose its luster. Michael Joyce, JPR News.